Well, even though this is the coldest spot in the United States, I've enjoyed being with you again this weekend.
虽然在这里是美国最冷的地方，但是我这个周末我实在喜乐和你们在一起。
I've enjoyed ministering together with my brother Wong.
我实在是想用和王弟兄一起在这里跟你们分享。
And I've known Brother Daniel for a number of years, but this is the first time I've ministered and been together with him, and it's been a blessing.
我与黄弟兄也认识了很多年，但是这是第一次我们在一起在这里侍奉。
As you all know, we're reading passages from Colossians, and so let's turn there.
我们一直在读哥罗西书，所以我们再翻回到哥罗西书。
We're just so aware of how Paul was so enthralled with Jesus and his greatness.
我们在这里看到保罗，他是那样的被基督的伟大来吸引。
And as he explains more and more the greatness of Christ,
当他向我们更多的解释耶稣的伟大的时候，
We read in chapter 1, verses 18 and 19.
我们读第一章十八节十九节。
And he is also head of the body, the church. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself might come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Such a wonderful little picture of the family of God.
在这里我们实在看到神的家是一个何等美丽的一个图画。
Well, what's the Father's good pleasure?
父最喜悦的是什么呢？
I want all the fullness to dwell in my son.
他说我愿意我所有的丰盛都居住在我的儿子的身上。
Now this has ramifications for us.
这对我们来说是有一个后果。
And as Paul continues to minister these great truths regarding the mysteries of Christ,
当保罗在这里讲到基督奥秘在这里侍奉的时候，
we just mentioned in passing verse 26 and 27.
我们简短的提到过26节和27节。
The mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed,to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Well, isn't it wonderful? We're in the family of God too.
在神的家里面，这是另外一个是很奇妙的一句圣经。
And God wants to make known to us the riches of the glory of the mystery.
神他愿意把他的这个荣耀的奥秘向我们启示。
And here's the way he makes it known.
他就这样的向我们启示。
By revealing Christ in you.
他是把基督启示在你的里面。
And then we read in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, our theme verses.
然后我们就进到第二章的第九、第十节，是我们分享交通的主题。
For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made full, and he is the head over all rule and authority.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
So here we see again the fullness of the Godhead all rolled into Christ.
我们在这里再一次看见神本性一切的丰富都居住在基督里面。
And now verse 10, this mysterious connection with us.
在第十节我们看到这和我们之间的关系。
That as we perceive His fullness, we are filled as well.
当我们在这里，我们查看他的丰盛的时候，我们自己也被这丰盛来充满。
So now we see that Christ is not just a macrocosmic Christ over all the universe.
我们这里我们就看到基督不再是那一个宏观上的宇宙的基督。
But Christ is very much alive and working in you.
他在我们里面是那样的有生机的活着。
And so we want to read some verses from Colossians chapter 3.
然后我们再读哥罗西书第三章。
is what I'll call the microcosmic Christ.
我们在这里又讲到好像是一个微观的宇宙的基督。
What is he doing inside of you and me?
他在你我里面他在做什么？
If then you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth, for you've died, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
你们要思想上面的事，不要思想地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Now when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, you will also be revealed with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Therefore consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed.Which amounts to idolatry.
所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
It's on account of these things that the wrath of God will come.
因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
And in them you also once walked when you were living in them.
当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。
But now you also put them all aside.Anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive speech from your mouth.
但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Do not lie to one another. Since you've laid aside the old man with its evil practices, and have put on the new man, who is being renewed to a true knowledge, according to the image of the one who created him,A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free man, but Christ is all and in all.
不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人。为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
By the time Christ gets through working in you and in me,
当基督在我们里面成就在这样他的功的时候
，the goal will have been reached.
就达到这样的一个目标。
Christ will be all and in you all.
基督就会包括一切，又住在众人之内。
Will be some of those transparent gold stones in the New Jerusalem.
就像是在那个新耶路撒冷那个金石
Every one of those stones transparently exposing the glory of Christ.
这个石头就在那里透明的把基督的荣耀给显示出来。
So we want to talk about this matter tonight.
我们今天晚上就注意在这个题目上面。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, you have granted so much to Christ.
我们天上的父，你把那么多的都赐予基督。
That we feel confident if we simply come in His name.
我们就坦然无惧，我们靠着他的名字来到你的面前。
He can reveal Himself to us even here tonight.
他就今晚就向我们把他自己启示。
Help everyone in this room to lay hold of the wonderful mysteries of God.
帮助我们每一个人都能抓住神奇妙的奥秘。
And we may be those that not only know the truth, but are able to walk in it.
让我们不仅能够明白真理，我们也能行出来真理。
We thank you so much for this time together. We do ask that you would quicken our mortal bodies to remain attentive during this time.
我们实在感谢你，也求你苏醒我们身体，让我们能够在你面前，我们能够来注意灵，留心听。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen.I have been taking us on a little journey into the mine of the treasures of Christ.
我带着你们一起，我们来在这里挖掘基督的宝藏。
Before the foundation of the world, God had some secrets in His heart.
在创世以前，神的心里面有一个奥秘。
He shaped creation to fulfill these secret desires.
他来用这个宇宙的形状来满足他的这样的一个渴望。
He raised up Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to fulfill this heart's desire.
他兴起了亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各来完成他心里的渴望。
He brought his children Israel through many ups and downs to prepare them for this mystery in his heart.
他也带领他以色列的儿女经历了许许多多，来让他们预备好。
But until Jesus came to earth, nobody knew this mystery.
但是当耶稣来到地上以前，没有人理解这一个奥秘。
The lives of God's ancient people were being shaped by these mysterious desires, but they had no idea what was going on.
神的百姓，他们就被包含在这里面，这一个奥秘的里面。但是他们还不了解这到底周围发生了什么事情。
And then Jesus came.
然后耶稣就来。
And upon his coming to earth and his life, death, resurrection, ascension, the mysteries began to pop forth from the Father's heart.
当耶稣来到地上，他经历了死，经历了复活，经历了升天，我们就看见神他心里的旨意就在那里向我们显明。
So when we read in chapter 2, verse 2, God's mystery, that is Christ.
当我们读第二章第二节的时候，我们就看见神心里面的奥秘就是基督。
Does that sound too simple?
是不是听起来很简单？
That's what's been on God's heart since the beginning of the world.
这是在创世以前神心里面的奥秘。
That Christ would be revealed.Would be preeminent, all in all.
就是让基督居首位，让他在居住在一切之内。
He created men because he loves men.
他创造了人，因为他爱人。
And he especially loves all men.
他爱所有的人。
Because he wants them to be the bride for his son.
因为他要他们一起作为他儿子的心腹。
Somehow it all gets back to his tremendous love for his beloved son.
这也其实要回到他对他儿子极大的爱的里面。
If we could learn to account things according to God's accounting, we would see how much he cares for this Jesus Christ that we often speak about.
如果我们用神的计算方式来计算这个耶稣的话，我们就知道耶稣在他的心里占了何等重要的地位。
Now, brothers and sisters, we stand at a time that is very important.
我们如今居住的这个时代是非常的重要。
The Laodicean church that exists all around us.
我们周围有很多老底嘉行这样的教会。
Have, for the most part, lost these mysteries of God in Christ.
他们已经把神在基督里的奥秘，他们给失上了。
They may hold on to doctrines as the Trinity or the Incarnation, but the reality of it has been lost.
也许他们还尚能抓住这些教条，关于三而一，关于这个奥秘，但是他们实际上已经失去了。
And so the Spirit of God in these last days is trying to recover His children, you and I, to a living, real, intimate relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ.
神在这个最后他的借着他的圣灵要在我们心里面要重新恢复，让我们回到一个与他基督有紧密联合的一个关系。
And so I have tried to have us focus upon just one verse to sort of look at Jesus and discover grand and wonderful things.
我们今天晚上我们就注意在一节圣经里面，我们看基督，我们就发现那些伟大的事情。
That verse is chapter 2 verse 9.
这就是第二章第九节。
In him, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And I said, let's keep looking at that verse.
我们一直来看这节圣经。
Until by a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that verse opens up to us and we see in that verse, in that secret, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
直到呢，赐人智慧与启示的灵，让我们可以在那节圣经里面看到父神、子神和灵神。
What does the fullness of the Godhead mean?
神本性一切的丰盛代表着什么
？Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
父、子和圣灵。
That's knowing God.
这就是认识神。
Do we know God?
我们还认不认识神
？Jesus is the one that leads us to God.
耶稣是把我们带到神面前的。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
没有人能到神那里去，除非借着耶稣。
I am sending you the Holy Spirit so you can get to know Him.
他说：“我差圣灵来，让你们更多的认识他。
”But He will speak about me.
但是他也要为我做见证。
Now as Christians,
现在我们作为基督徒
，we are caught up in a fellowship of revelation of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们就被在这里面，我们被 带到这个神父子圣灵他们的交通的里面。
All of that is discovered in Christ.
这些所有的一切你都能在基督里面发现。
Now I ask you.
我现在问你们一个问题。
How well do you know the Holy Spirit?
你们有多认识圣灵？
According to Paul in 1 Corinthians 12,
在根据保罗在第一哥林多前书第十二章里面。
There are a variety of gifts of the Spirit, but it's all from the same Spirit.
圣灵有很多的恩赐，但是他们都是来自一位圣灵。
Do you know the Holy Spirit well enough to where you know what your gift is?
你认不认识圣灵好到一个地步，你知道他给了你的什么样的恩赐？
For according to the scriptures, every brother and sister has received the gift of the Spirit to edify the body of Christ.
因为按照圣经，每一个弟兄姊妹他都从圣灵那里接到了一个恩赐，可以来建造教会。
Do you know the Holy Spirit?
你认不认识圣灵？
Do you know what gift he has imparted to you?
你知不知道他给了你什么样的恩赐？
How about the Lord Jesus himself?
我们主耶稣他自己呢？
Paul says now there's many different ministries, but it's the same Lord who's in charge of every ministry in the body of Christ.
我们有很多事工，但是只有耶稣他在那里负责一切。
Do you have a ministry in the body of Christ?
你有在基督的身体里面，你有没有服事？
Did the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, give you that ministry, or is it a ministry you chose?
是不是我们的主耶稣他给了你这样的职事，还是你自己来选择的？
You didn't like working in the nursery, so you chose the first graders.
你不喜欢在这个婴儿照顾那个方面侍奉，所以你就到一年级那个学生那里。
But I hope your ministry actually comes out of your relationship with the Lord Jesus, because he's in charge of all ministry.
但是我盼望你们的服事是从主那里直接接过来的，因为他在为一切的服事来负责。
Now then, how well do you know the Father?
现在你又多么的认识父神？
For Paul says there are varieties of work of God, but one God.Performing all those works.
保罗在这里说，有在神有很多的工作，但是只有一位神在这里做这样所有的工作。
Now, what's the work of God that the Father has planned for you?
神到底要你做什么样的工作？
Paul says we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God the Father has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
保罗说，我们都是他手里的工作，在耶稣基督里做成的，要行善。
So a result of us knowing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
所以我们能够认识父子神的结果，
is we are functioning with some gifts of the Spirit.
是不是我们能够带着圣灵给我们的恩赐来功用？
We are a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是不是我们可以作为我们主的一个奴仆？
And we're involved in the Father's work.
我们是不是能参与到父神的工作的里面？
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是何等奇妙的一件事情？
Well, then we looked again at this matter of in Him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form.
我们再一次看这个神本性一切的丰盛都在他里面有形有体的居住。
And we looked and asked the Holy Spirit to reveal to us just who Christ is.
我们再请圣灵向我们启示基督到底是谁。
He's revealed as God.
他启示出来就是神。
But he's revealed as man because he's in bodily form.
因为他也启示出来是一位人，因为是有形有体的要在他里面居住。
Isn't it wonderful to know Jesus as both God and man?
我们知道耶稣又是神又是人，不是很奇妙的一件事吗？
It's such a comfort to know that he was a man.
对我们来说，何等的安慰，让我们能知道他是人。
It's so humbling to know that he is God.
对我们来说，又知道他是神，又让我们能够谦卑下来。
And as the Lord Jesus ministers to us,
当我们主来这里在侍奉我们。
Sometimes he conveys his divinity in ministry, and sometimes he conveys his humanity in ministry.
他有时候把他的神性启示出来，有时候又把他的人性向我们显明。
I don't know of anybody.Ever heard Brother T. Austin Sparks?
我不知道你们有没有听过斯派克弟兄。
Anybody here?
这里有人吗？
Perhaps on tape you've listened, huh?
也许你们在磁带上听过他。
Well, they say when he was up and speaking, you had a sense of God's holiness and God's authority.
传说当他站在那里讲道的时候，别人可以感觉到神的圣洁。
And even when you read his books, you can sense that he has grasped the deity of Christ and presents it with great authority.
当你看他书的时候，你可以感觉到他已经在那里抓住了基督的神性，并且在这里带着权柄向你们来启示。
You see, when God's servants minister, sometimes you receive that sense of the divinity of Christ.
当有时候你看神的仆人侍奉的时候，你在那里感觉到基督的神性。
But there are others who minister the word of God, and as they're ministering, you get a sense of the humanity of Christ.
有时有人讲道的时候，你就能看另外一方面看见基督的人性。
I'll be forever indebted to our brother Lance Lambert.
我对兰培德弟兄，我欠了他很多。
Because he ministered Christ.
因为他在那里传讲基督。
And as he ministered,
当他传讲的时候
，I became very aware of how human Christ was.
我就在那里意识到基督是何等的具有人性。
Isn't that wonderful?
多么奇妙！
We want to see a full Christ.
我们愿意看见一个完整的基督。
When we need him to come by our side, as that compassionate human, he comes by our side.
我们愿意他来到我们旁边，他就带着那样的一个怜悯来到我们的旁边。
When we need to be corrected or to bow down before his authority, he comes upon us with that sense of his majesty.
当我们要在他面前认罪悔改的时候，他就来到我们的面前，带着他的威严。
This is the greatness of our Christ.
这是我们基督的极大的奥秘。
Now, we also talked about the fact that throughout church history, the Trinity and the Incarnation, became a continual problem.
我们也看到在教会的历史上，这个三而一的神和道成肉身这两个遭到了极大的挑战。
And the only reason they became a problem,
所以这成为一个问题
is because the saints stopped holding fast to their head, Jesus Christ.
因为圣徒们他们不能抓住基督是他们的手。
When you stop holding fast to the head, Jesus Christ,
当你不把他作为头的时候
like Daniel says,You unscrew Christ's head and put it over there.
就像我们黄弟兄今天早晨说的，你就把他这个头给拧下来放在旁边。
Then all you're left with is your little tiny brain.
你们就被留下的只是一个小的小脑。
And you get in trouble about the Trinity and the Incarnation.
你就在这个三而一的神和这个道成肉身的这上面，你就犯错误。
Even in the days of this Colossians.
即使就在哥罗西的年代
，they were having trouble.
他们也遇上了他们的问题。
Because some teachers had come in.
因为有些教师来到他们中间。
And they basically said that Christ was divine.
他们跟他说基督是神。
Not emphasizing his humanity, just his divinity.
没有在那里强调他的人性，只是说他是神。
Later on, John had to write in his letter.
后来约翰要在他的书信里面说。
So you know the spirit of error.
你认识这个错误的灵。
Anybody who says Jesus hasn't come in the flesh,Is speaking a lie.
若有人说耶稣不是道成肉身的，他就在说谎。
Right?
是不是
？You see that error got into the church because people stopped seeing Christ in His fullness.
你看见这个错误就进到教会的当中，因为他们没有看见基督的丰满。
So now we want to go one more time back to that passage and find yet another great mystery.
我们再回到那节圣经，我们再找到另外一个奥秘。
The mystery of the Godhead, the mystery of the Incarnation, and now a third.
然后我们看到神本性的奥秘，道成肉身的奥秘，然后第三个奥秘。
Now look again at that verse. In him dwells the fullness of deity in bodily form.
我们再看在那里说到神丰盛，一切的丰盛都有形有体居住在他里面。
Do you see something else revealed in there?
你有没有看见另外一个启示？
Well, in fact, we could talk about the body of Christ because that's also involved in that tremendous verse.
我们可以也在这里讲到基督的身体，因为在这里面也有提到。
Because when he says, "In him dwells the fullness of deity in bodily form," and in him you are filled, the you is plural because the body of Christ is seen in Christ.
在这里面说到你们也在他里面得到了丰盛，这个你们是一个复数，这说到是基督的身体。
And as you know, this is one of the great things again that has been lost in most of the church today. That is the organic nature of the church being Christ.
这也是在当今的这个教会里面被失落的一件事情，就是我们都是他有机的一个整体。
But fortunately, our brother Daniel shared so completely on that matter, I'm going to skip that one.
所以我们黄弟兄今天早晨今天很完整的把这个来交通出来，所以我就不再提了。
Just so that we could see yet one more mystery in that passage.
我们在这节圣经里面再看有一个奥秘。
And actually now we have to widen it out because this mystery involves and you have been filled in him.
我们现在把它扩充一点，因为这里面包括了你们在它里面也得了丰盛。
Now I don't know the Chinese version of this chapter 2 verses 9 and 10.But in the English version, it uses two different words, and they're both the same word.
在英文的这个版本里面，它用了两个不同的词，但是其实实际上是同样的一个词。
The word again is this Greek word pleroma, fullness.
一个是在希腊文的这个词，这个丰满。
It says, in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
说到神性一切的丰盛都有形有体居住在基督里面。
And then it says, and in him you have been filled.
然后说到你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
But now my English Bible says you have been made complete.
我的这个版本说到你是被成全。
Because if you say, if you've been filled, they say, what? What does that mean?
如果说是你被充满，那你就是不知道是什么意思。
So how about Mandarin?
他说是。
Two different words?
One word, the same word.
Same word, that's a good translation.
是中文是讲到一种丰盛同一个词。
Now what's the mystery?
中间的奥秘是什么？
What's the mystery there?
在里面有什么奥秘？
Indeed, there's another mystery that has eluded the church as it loses its spiritual reality.
在这里面他就暗示到教会作为一个属灵的实际。
And what is that mystery?
那是什么样的奥秘？
It's the mystery of the nature of man, spirit, soul, and body.
也就是我们人性的这一个奥秘，我们由灵魂体三个部分做成的。
So that's what we want to look at tonight.
今天晚上我们就要看这一点。
This is man.
这就是一个人。
In this mystery.
在这个奥秘的里面。
In the fullness of Christ.
在基督的丰盛里面。
We are complete in Christ.
我们也得了丰盛。
Now let's go back to the beginning where our brother Wang was taking us for 2 days.
我们再回到起初，我们王弟兄跟我们讲的这两天工作。
Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2.
在创世纪第一、第二章。
Our brother was so deep, I saw our sister here struggling to translate and me struggling to understand what the translation had.
我们的王弟兄讲的那么深，我们翻译的姊妹在这里确实挣扎，然后我也挣扎，我也听不太明白。
So let me tell you what he said in simple form.
所以我简单的跟你们重复他所说的。
Man is fearfully and wonderfully made.
人的塑造是奇妙可畏。
That's about all I got to say.
就是我所得到的一点。
The scriptures say in Genesis 1:27.
在创世纪一章二十七节
，God created man in His own image.
神是照着他的形象和样式造。
In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them.
乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Whoa! Do you see the mystery already there?
你有没有在那里面已经看见这个奥秘
？Somehow we're made in the image of God.
我们是按照神的样式来造的。
And it repeats it twice.
在这里重复说了两遍。
God made man in His image.
神是照着他的形象。
In His image.
乃是照着他的形象。
He made man.
他造男。
Then He has to throw in male and female.
然后造男造女。
He made man.
他造了人。
Whoa. So a man is created in the image of God.
所以我们人是按照神的形象被造。
And male and female are created in the image of God.
造男造女也是按照神的形象来造的。
Whoa, this is a great mystery.
那是一个极大的奥秘。
But one of the things that we can find and discover easily in Genesis.
我们在创世纪里面，我们很容易能发现
was something that simple Bible believers have believed down through the ages.
就是在这个世历代以来，我们基督徒我们所相信的，我们也所承认的。
And what is that?
那是什么
？Man is made up.Spirit, soul, and body.
人是由灵魂体三个部分做成的。
Now most of you are saying, "Well, no, what's the big deal? I believe that all my life."
你们可能会说，这有什么大不了的？我的一生我都是这样认为的。
Well, just to give you a hint, In the church, you are in a terrible minority.
我要给你一个暗示，你们在教会里面，你们是一个极少数。
Because most Christians do not believe that.
因为绝大多数的基督徒，他们不是这样认为。
But we like the old story in Genesis chapter 2.
但是我们喜欢这个创世纪这个里面的这个故事。
And verse 7.
第二章第七节。
It's very picturesque.
这里面像一幅图画一样。
And at least when it comes to creating Adam, the women say, yeah, that's right, he's just a hunk of mud.
在这里尤其讲到造亚当，你们这个女人说他只是一团泥而已。
Because when it talks about God making man,
当他这里讲到神造人，
it says he dug up some dirt.
他说神就挖了一团泥。
The word is Adam, Adam, Adam.
就说亚当就是从土。
What does that mean?
是什么意思？
In Hebrew, what does Adam mean?
在希伯来文是什么意思？
Anybody know? Means red, red dirt.
是指的是那个红土。
Why is, what was Esau?
以扫是什么？
A red hairy man.
是一个红的毛茸茸的人。
What was his kingdom called?
他的国是怎么叫的呢？
Edom.
是以东。
The red kingdom.
是红色的国。
It's all the same.
都是一样的。
God scraped up some red mud, some clay.
神就在这里把一个土来拿出来。
Let's make it fancy. Let's call it clay.
我们把它给它一个好听的名字叫粘土。
That's about what men are, just a hunk of clay.
我们人只是不过如此，是一团粘土。
You can watch men any Sunday afternoon watching the football game sound asleep, a hunk of clay.
然后你就看一个人，他在星期天，他在看这个足球，然后他在那里睡着了。
But then it says God breathed into the nostrils of this clay that He made into this guy.
然后就说到神，他把这个从泥土里面造出来的这个人，往里面吹了一口气。
What is this breath? It's the word for spirit.
这口气是什么意思？就是圣灵那个词。
Ruach.The way that Hebrew said,
在希伯来文里面就是这么一个声音。
God breathed ruach. You hear it into that clay, and he became a living soul.
神就把这样的一样东西吹到他的鼻孔里面，他就成为一个有灵的活人。
Now, in the equation of a simple-minded Bible reader, that means man is made.Body, soul, and spirit.
在一个单纯的读圣经的人的头脑里面，他就认为是人是由灵魂体做成的。
Now, women are made with finer clay.
那这个姊妹们是更好的这个泥来做的。
Got some bone chips from Adam's rib or something. But making man is a great mystery anyway.
但是当然是在亚当的肋骨里面有一点，但是造人是一个极大的奥秘。
But somehow the way he's made body, soul, and spirit is somehow like the 3D God.
这个人的灵魂体三部分看起来就像一个三维的神。
He's in his image.
因为人是按照他的形象被造。
And believers believe that. The Jews believe that.
信主的人都这样认为，因为这个。犹太人他们是这样想的。
The early Christians believed that.
早期的基督徒也是这样相信的。
Now, furthermore, Christians clearly believed that we, once we get saved, are sanctified by a process of the Spirit making holy from inside out, spirit, soul, and body.
我们也相信，当我们基督徒我们得救了以后，圣灵就从灵魂体从三个层次来让我们得成圣。
Now Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
As he comes to the close of his letter.
当他快要结束的时候。
He says, Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely.And may your spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until the day of the return of Jesus Christ.
保罗说：“愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又使你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。”
Now this is a great mystery.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
Our sanctification.
我们的成圣。
But the process, it goes from spirit through soul through body.
但是这个过程是要经过灵到魂，然后到身体。
Now does it say that in the Mandarin?
Yes,
it does. Well, we're clear so far.
我们现在还很清楚。
Furthermore, the Christians believed Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
另外，基督徒他们也相信希伯来书四章十二节。
Which gives us a little further insight into how we're made holy.
给我们另外一点的这个细节，让我们看到我们是怎么样造的。
We are sanctified by the Spirit.
我们是被圣灵成圣。
And we are sanctified by the word of the cross.
我们也是在十字架来成圣。
It's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
在希伯来书第四章十二节。
For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and pierces as far as the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow.And is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Have you experienced that in your life?
你有没有在你的生命里有这样的经历？
Doctor Word gets into your life.
道这个医生他就进到你的生命里。
Now you think that what you want to do comes from God.
你有时候觉得可能是神让你这样做。
Your soul says God wants me to have a Mercedes Benz.
你的魂告诉你，你要买一辆梅赛德斯这样的车。
Now Dr. Word gets in there with the scalpel and he starts dividing up your soul until it's clear what is from your spirit and what is from your soul.
道这个医生就拿着一个手术刀，他进到那里，他开始在那里解剖，让你分开你的灵和你的魂。
In fact, it was your soul that says God wants a Mercedes Benz.
所以只是你后来发现，只是你的魂让你得到这一辆奔驰的这辆车。
The spirit said a Honda.
你的灵告诉你你要买一辆 Honda.
But you see, it's when the word goes in there, it starts to divide that which is just a glob of my insides.
当道进到那里，他就是开始在这里把本来是一团的东西，然后在那里分开。
How do you determine the will of God?
你在这里怎么知道是神的旨意呢？
You look at something, it sounds good, seems like the right thing to do.
你是不是你觉得一件事情看起来很好？
But you pray about it.
你在那里祷告。
And you receive some scriptures.
然后你就接受到一点的圣经。
And it begins to sort out God's will from your will.
他就开始在这里把你的旨意、你的意思和神的旨意分开。
Until you say, "Not my will be done, but your will."
你在那里说，不要照着我的意思，乃是照着你的旨意。
Because in your spirit, you can always find God's will.
因为在你的灵里面，你总能找到神的旨意。
And it's different sometimes from your soul's will.
它是和你魂这个意愿是有时候是不一样的。
Now this whole process of how God takes a sinner and saves them.And makes them holier and holier until they're blameless and until glory.
这样一个很长的过程，神拿着一个罪人，慢慢一步一步的把他来让他成圣，然后带到荣耀里面。
Now is that a mystery?
是不是一个奥秘？
Forget the theory. How's God going to change you?
你不要在意这个理论，神怎么样来改变你？
I look at you.
当我看你的时候
，And I say, God, it's impossible. You'll never get that person.
我说神，你不怎么能救那个人呢
？Oh yes, he will.
但是他会。
He's got a weapon.
因为他有一个武器。
What's his weapon?
他的武器是什么
？You didn't even know it.
你甚至都不知道。
He's already stabbed you with it.
他已经捅了你一刀。
You've been inoculated.
你已经被接种了。
Christ in you.
基督住在你的里面。
That's what's going to get you from sinner to a son of glory.
这就是怎样把你从一个罪人带到荣耀的儿子。
That's your hope of glory.
这是你里面的盼望。
And meanwhile, while we're in the process, we're living upon this earth.
当我们在这个地上还在经历这个一个过程的时候
，There's nobody here living on this earth who's perfect yet, except I think Brother Wong's wife.
我们在这个地上还没有一个人是完美的，除非是我们的王师母。
But we see in the context of the church in 1 Timothy chapter 3, a wonderful passage. Would you please turn there?
我们再翻到提摩太前书第三章。
Right at the end of the chapter, there's a wonderful poem.
在后面结束的时候有一个奇妙的一个诗。
Now keep in mind the context is Paul is talking about the way we live in the church life.
这里面的上下文是保罗讲到我们是生活在教会的里面。
And it suddenly seems like Paul is taking a right turn and going off into somewhere.
好像保罗在这里他转了一个弯到右边到哪一个地方去。
Because he says, by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was justified in the spirit, beheld by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up into glory.
在这里讲到大灾近前的奥秘无人不以为然就是神在肉身显现被圣灵称义被天使看见被传于外邦被世人信服被接在荣耀里。
Now what's Paul saying?
保罗在这里讲什么?
Did he just write a poem and he wanted to throw it into the word of God?
他是不是自己写了一首诗想把它放在神的话里面?
No, there's something great there.
没有这是有一件伟大的事情。
It's the mystery of godliness.
在这里讲到近前的奥秘。
Why is it that your non-Christian friends...look at you, and they say, I can't figure them out.
为什么你的不是基督徒的朋友看见你就说、哦、我真是想不通这个人。
What are they, some kind of secret agent?
他们是不是一个秘密警察?
There's something in them.
他们里面有一点点。
There's a life in them.
好像有一个生命。
They react to difficulties differently.
他们对于难处他们处理是不一样的。
They don't just get mad and curse like the rest of us.
他不像我们这样我在这里发怒在这里谩骂。
Now, can you explain it to him?
你可不可以怎样向他解释一下?
You just say, well, of course, it's because I'm holy, righteous, and perfect.
你就跟他说我当然我是又圣洁我又公义我还完美。
No, of course, that's not what's happened.
当然那样从你绝对不会那样做。
But the mystery of godliness the world sees in the church.
但是神敬虔的奥秘就是这个世界能看在教会里面能找到的。
Now this poem first of all talks about the mystery of godliness seen in Christ.
在这里首先提到敬虔的奥秘是在基督里面显现。
What's the mystery?
这个奥秘是什么?
Basically three things.
基本上是三个方面。
He was manifest in the flesh. You see that first line there?
他在肉身显现第一点。
And then he was made perfect in the spirit.
然后被圣灵称义
and then skip down to the bottom,
然后到后末了
and he was taken up into glory.
他被接在荣耀里
and people saw a man.
人就看见一个人
but a man whose spirit was perfect.
看见这个人他灵里是完全的
and a man who ascended into glory.
看见这个人他升到荣耀的里面
this is the mystery of Christ.
这是基督的奥秘
but it's also the mystery of the Christian life.
这也是基督徒生活的奥秘。
Because we also are manifest in human flesh.
因为我们也是在肉身显现。
But we're justified in the spirit.
我们是在灵里被称义。
Hebrews says when we die, we become the spirits of just men made perfect.
在这里面说，当我们死的时候，我们就成为一个完美的被称义的一个人。
Manifest in the flesh.
在肉身显现
Vindicated in the spirit,
被圣灵称义
Taken up in the glory,
被接在荣耀里
That mystery is going on right now,
这个奥秘就在这样进行
In his church,
在他的教会的里面
It's that mystery of that sanctifying work going on,
在那里有一个成圣的这一个奥秘在进行着
Isn't that wonderful?
这样多么奇妙
Now,
现在
Now let's talk about what happened to the church.
然后我们谈一谈教会里在发生什么事情
The church became a mega church.
教会就变成了一个巨型的教会。
And when it got big, in the process, it lost its spiritual reality.
当它越来越大的时候，它就失去了它属灵的实际。
This sanctifying process is a mystery of Christ.
这个称圣的过程是基督的一个奥秘。
But if you lose that mystery, you're losing an awful lot.
如果你失去了那样的奥秘，你就失去了很多。
Just two things.
只有两件事。
If you're not full of the Holy Spirit and He is sanctifying you,
如果你不被圣灵充满，他在这里让你成圣。
Or if you no longer hear the word of the cross that separates soul from spirit,
如果你在这里没有再听到十字架的道，在这里让灵与魂分开。
The sanctifying process can get derailed.
这个成圣的这个工作就失败了。
And that's what happened in the church.
这就是在教会里面发生的。
Now I'm just going to give a little history here, so those of you who need to take a quick nap, now's the time to do it.
我们给你讲一点历史，如果你想睡觉的话，赶快可以睡一下。
By the fourth century of the church's life,
在教会生活的来到第四个世纪
I'm just giving you a little background.
当然给你一点背景
There were many heresies.
有很多的异端
And these heresies had to do basically with who Christ was.
这里异端它主要是围绕着基督是谁这个主
And it actually had to do with his spirit.
在这里特别是论到他的灵
Because those Gnostic heretics were saying he was spirit.
因为诺斯底派的人，他们说他是一个灵
，thus defining all mankind in a certain way.
所以他们就用这样的方式来定义人。
Now Saint Augustine came along. How many of you have heard of him?
这个奥古斯丁他来，你们有多少人认识他
？Now he was a great theologian and a churchman in the 5th century A.D.
他是在第五世纪一个伟大的一个神学家。
And he is the man who first.Wrote out plainly two things, original sin and total depravity.
他在那里就写，他是第一位写了这两个，一个是原罪，另外一个是完全的堕落。
Now, are you still with me?
你还能跟得上吗？
He wrote treatises on man's original sin.
他在那里写论文提到人的原罪。
And on man's total depravity.
他也在那里讲到人完全的堕落。
Now,What does total depravity mean?
这个完全的堕落是什么意思?
It means that man has nothing in him that can sense God.
他就说明人里面没有任何可以让他能还能感觉到神的。
He is totally in darkness.
他在完全的黑暗的里面。
Total depravity.
完全的堕落了。
Now, in order to maintain this doctrine,
为了来支持他这样的一个论据
，Augustine had to do something about this spirit, soul, and body thing.
奥古斯丁他必须来处置这个灵魂体这个概念。
Because the common understanding of spirit was the spark of God in every man.
因为这个灵的概念实际上是说到神从神那里来的火花住在人的里面。
Now, have you ever heard that definition before?
你们以前听没有听到过这样的定义
？The spirit is the spark of God in every man.
是在每一个人里面都有这样一个神的火花。
Which would mean that every man has something that wants God.
因为每个人里面都有一点点的东西在那里需要神。
But that doesn't fit in with total depravity.
这样就不能符合他完全堕落的这一个概念。
By the way, if you know Quakers.
如果你们知道贵格会的弟兄们
That's what Quakers believe.
这就是贵格会的人他们相信的。
In every man there is the spark of God.
在每一个人的心里面都有一个神的火花。
And that, by the way, is why most Quakers believe every man is going to be saved.
这就是为什么贵格会的人他认为任何人都是可以被得救的。
Why?
为什么?
Because the spark's in there.
因为这个火花在那里。
And eventually they'll get fired up.
最后终于他会被点燃。
Now Saint Augustine said, "We got to get rid of the spark."
奥古斯丁就说我们要除掉这个火花。
So he took that word spirit, which is in the New Testament. You know, spirit. Man has a spirit.
他就把这个新约圣经里面讲到这个圣灵，这个灵。
And he made it a part of the soul.
他就让它成为魂的一部分。
Spirit became the deep part of the soul.
这个灵就成为魂里面比较深处的一个组成部分。
Now this left man.With only two parts.
这就让人只是变成了两个部分
Body and soul.
身体和魂
Now, that's exactly what the Gnostics believe, by the way.
这也是诺斯底派他们所相信的
We have an evil body.
我们有一个邪恶的身体
But when our soul gets saved.
但是当我们的魂得救的时候
If we beat up our soul.
如果我们与我们的魂来争斗
It might become pure and separate from the body, this evil body.
它就可以变得更纯洁，然后就离开我们的肉体。
Body's evil.
身体是邪恶的。
Marriage is evil.
婚姻也是邪恶的。
Sex is evil.
性是邪恶的。
That's why most Gnostics only lasted one generation.
就为什么诺斯底派他们只一代而已。
But man became a dualism of body and soul.
人就成了两二元论的，就是人魂和身体。
And Augustine argued our souls and our bodies are totally depraved.
奥古斯丁就说我们的魂和我们的身体是完全堕落的。
Except that the grace of God saves us.
除了神他让我们蒙着恩典得救。
And when the grace of God saves us,
当神的恩典临到我们
it makes us alive to God.
他让我们向着神是活的。
And now we are able to live a holy life.
我们就可以活一个圣洁的生活。
Of course, the definition of a holy life is what?
当然在这里圣洁的生活是什么样的定义？
In the Catholic Church, what is it?
在天主教里面它是什么？
Faith plus works.
是你的信心再加上你的工作。
Plus the sacraments.
再加上圣礼。
Plus a little self-denial.
再加上一点点的舍己。
Plus a couple of thousand years in purgatory.
在你在在这个炼狱里面你还要待两千年。
That's what it takes to make you holy.
这就是可以让你成圣的途径。
Now you gotta work at it.
你要必须得要努力。
I remember all my Catholic friends when I was growing up.
当我长大的时候我记得我所有天主教的朋友们。
One day in the spring, they all came up with some dirt on their face.
他们有一个春天他们脸上都有一些土。
They said, I gotta work harder.
他们说我要继续努力。
I gotta be more holy.
我要更圣洁。
I gotta eat fish on Friday.
我要星期五只能吃鱼。
I gotta stop cursing.
我不能再骂人了。
That way I'll only get 10,000 years in purgatory.
所以我只要在这个炼狱里只要待一万年。
And they actually,ended up with a religion of works.
所以他们就陷在这个工作的这样的一个宗教的里面。
Right? Okay.
是不是
Now you understand. Now, okay. Just with that as a background, now there's a lot more I could say, but no. Here we go. What's the problem with that?
你们当然听了这很多，我还可以说更多的。这里面
问题在哪里？Regarding Christian sanctification, what's the problem?
关于基督徒成圣的这问题在哪里？
If you're not being sanctified by the life of Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit,
如果你们不是靠着基督的生命，靠着圣灵，你们成圣。
And if the word of the cross is not separating soul from spirit because you have no more spirit,
如果这个十字架的这个道不在这里在做分割灵和魂的工作，因为灵已经不存在了。
Then holiness becomes a reformation of conduct.
所以这里面的这个成圣就成为工作
，outward conduct，
这是外在的工作
，not inward conduct，
不是我们里面的这一个行动
，just outward，
只是外在的。
How many Christians do you know who are trying to be holy？
你们认识有多少基督徒，他们在那里努力来成为圣洁
？The preacher says you're a believer. God's given you the power to be holy.
这个传道人说，你是一个信徒，神给你这个能力，让你成为圣洁。
And they say, okay, repeat after me. I think I can.
然后说，我认为我可以。
And you're the little train that couldn't.
但是你就成为一个列车，你做不到。
Because it just doesn't work.
因为不是这样工作的。
Now, a large percentage of Christian preaching, even today, comes from this basis.
今天很多基督徒的道都是在这个基础上面。
And the preacher loves one word more than any other.
这些传道人他们喜欢一个词比别的词更多。
What is that?
是什么
？Ought. You ought to be holy.
你应该，你需要。
Our brother shared the seven pillars of wisdom this morning.
我们弟兄早晨讲了七个柱石。
And you could understand this by hearing a typical preacher say, "Now you ought to be disciplined." Oh yeah.
如果一个传道人这
样说 "You ought to be righteous." Oh.
你应该要有节制，你要有公义。
You ought to be humble. Oh yeah.
你应该要谦卑，你就低下头来。
And every time you hear an ought, your head gets heavier and heavier and heavier.
每次他说你应该，你的头就越来
越重。I'm gonna try.
你说我要努力，我要努力。
Now what's the difference between that and what Daniel said this morning?
这其中的差别，他们这样要求和我们黄弟兄的交通有什么差别
？He said, "By the life of Christ."
他说靠着基督的生命。
You develop these disciplines.
你来有这样的节制。
What's the difference?
差别在哪里
？Now when I come to the West Coast, one thing I never do.
当我来到西海岸的时候，有件事情我绝对不会做
，is get on a surfboard，
就是去冲浪。
You'll never see me on a surfboard。
你绝对看不到我去冲浪。
But I see some of these people out there on the sea。
我看见在海上有那么多的人。
Now there it is a still day，
在那好像海岸很平静的。
And if you don't have the life of Christ helping you in sanctification，
你没有在基督的生命在帮助你成圣。
The only power you got is you're paddling with your two hands.
你在用你的两个手在那里划水。
You're looking for a wave. Here you go. You start to go in, but then the undertow pulls you back out, and then you try to go in, and it goes back out. You're just paddling.
你在不停地划水，你在想抓住下面的一个浪，你一直在努力，下面的那个水就把你拉回来。
If you're surfing with no wave, it doesn't work.
如果没有浪的话，你冲什么冲啊？
But if the wave of the Holy Spirit, you can get on top of it, then righteousness is a power in your life.
但是如果你靠着圣灵的能力，你就站成为你的浪，你然后靠着这个成为你的能力。
Now I have imagined that it must be a wonderful thing to be up on top of one of those waves, you know.
好像你在一个冲浪板上，这个感觉很好。
Going down, you go 30 miles an hour, whee, you know.
你可以每小时30英里的速度往前冲。
I don't think I'd like being under the curl. That's no good. But anyway, there you go. So you see, so Christians then have to work at their salvation by their own strength.
但是我们基督徒要难道靠我们自己的努力来做成我们的拯救吗？
Now you know the reformers, the Protestant reformers came along.
在新教的这个改革中里面。
And they took this same line that man is body and soul.
他们也是持同样的见解，说人有肉、身体和魂两部分。
And of course, especially John Calvin.
尤其是约翰加尔文
so the Calvinists
所以这个卡尔文主义
and the Reformed Church today
和今天的改革中
they try and try and try to be holy
他们就努力的要成为圣洁
Now how many of you know there's many great and wonderful saints among the Calvinists today
你知不知道今天在加尔文这个派里面有多少伟大的这个圣徒
Do they love the Lord?
他们爱不爱主
Yeah, amenAre they trying harder to be holy than you are?
他们是不是比你更努力要成为圣洁？是的。
But even though they try and try, the undertow keeps pulling them out.
无论他多么的努力，下面的这个暗流总是把他拉回来。
And those who really try,
那些实在努力的
inwardly seek holiness,
他们里面来寻求圣洁的
end up shipwrecked in Romans chapter 7.
他就像在罗马书第七章那样，像一个船那样沉了下去。
The experience of those who honestly, sincerely try to be holy on their own strength is Romans 7.
在罗马书第七章，让我们就看见那一位，他实在靠着他自己的努力要成为圣洁。
I'm trying, I just can't do it.
我一直努力，但是我是做不到。
I want to do it, but I do the thing I don't want to do.
我想这样做，但是我做那些我不想做的。
The thing I don't want to do, yep, I do it.
我不想做的事情我反而做。
I can't understand.
我想不通。
What's going on? I don't know.
外面到底发生了什么我也不知道。
And so they lead these secretly defeated lives.
所以他们就在秘密地带着一个失败的生活。
On the outside they say, praise God, I'm saved, I'm holy.
外面他们说赞美神我已经得救了我是圣洁。
Inside they're struggling, I don't feel holy.
在他里面他觉得在挣扎他觉得他不是个
圣洁。How many stories have you heard like that?
你听过多少关于这样的故事?
So God had to raise up a provision for these broken souls.
所以神要在那里为这些 破碎的魂要给他们一个供应。
He shed light on his word.
他就在他的话语的上面他让光出来。
Once again, in the 19th century,
在十九世纪
people opened the Bible and they said, "Hey, man is spirit, soul, and body."
一些人打开圣经的时候，他就说人是灵魂体三部分做成的。
The brethren did that first.
弟兄会的人他们首先这样做的。
And then along came the Keswick movement.
然后在开西聚会。
Do you know what that is?
你知不知道那是什么?
The famous conference they had every year in the 19th century into the 20th century in England.
在19世纪到20世纪在英格兰有每年有展开这一个聚会。
And they spoke on practical holiness.
他们就讲到这个实践的圣洁。
As they presented man, spirit, soul, and body.
他们重新发现人的灵魂体三个部分。
Andrew Murray came along.
穆安德烈他就出来了。
T. Austin Sparks came along.
史百克弟兄也出来了。
Tozer came along.
Tozer 这个弟兄也出来了。
Watchman Nee came along.
尼托生弟兄也出现。
Do you know how many thousands of people their lives changed by reading normal Christian life?
你知不知道有多少基督徒他们的生命改变当他们读到正常基督徒的生活。
Normal Christian life is about spirit, soul, and body.
正常基督徒的生活就是关于灵魂体的。
It's a devotional book that's been used in the 20th century more than any other devotional book published in English.
在二十世纪有一个比所有其他英文的这个著作都更有名的。
You know what it is?
一本书，你知不知道是什么？
Streams in the Desert.
荒漠甘泉。
Do you have streams in the desert?
你有没有荒漠甘泉？
Mrs. Kalman was a missionary for OMS in China.
这个是卡门姊妹是在中国的一个传道士。
And she compiled these daily devotionals.
她就把这个成更这个这些话她编辑起来。
From all of these men, Tozer and Nee and Murray and Sparks.
她就把这些所有伟大的这个弟兄他们的这个灵修的来编辑起来。
And it changed people's life.
他就改变了人的生命。
Because they understood, ah, that's what's going on in me.
他们就明白在我里面是这样的一回事。
And very interesting, all of those people understand spirit, soul, and body, the fullness of man in Christ.
很多人就逐渐认识到灵魂体这个基督的丰满在人的里面。
Even though that's the case,
纵然是这样。
Many Christian theologians and teachers feel that the tripartite definition of man is error.
尽管如此，有很多的神学家和教师，他们认为这个三元论还是错误的。
Tripartite means three parts.
这个三元论表示是有三个部分。
They say spirit, soul, and body is error.
他们说灵魂体这个是错的。
Now I was many moons ago. A bipartite Baptist.
我在很久以前，我是一个二元论的一个浸信派的。
Our Baptist bookstores were not allowed to have any book by Watchman Nee.
浸信会的书店是不允许有尼托生弟兄的书的。
You say how come?
你说为什么呢
？How about normal Christian life?
正常基督徒的生活为什么呢
？How about sit, walk, stand? Sit, walk, stand.
坐行站。
I said no.
我说不行。
Why?
为什么
？Tripartite.
因为他讲到的是三元论。
It's true.
是真的。
Many brothers very much against Brother Stephen Kahn.
有很多弟兄他们也是反对江弟兄的。
Tripartite.
因为他是三元论。
Very interesting. So now just to make it just a little more difficult.
我再给你们加一点点的难度。
I hate to wake you up to this reality.
我实在不想把你们从梦中惊醒。
But maybe the only way I get you awake at this point.
也许这是就是到了这个时候，我只有这样办法让你们苏醒。
The majority of Christians today are bipartite, not tripartite.
今天绝大多数的基督徒，他们都是二元论。
If you believe in spirit, soul, and body, you are a very small minority of the Christian church.
如果你认为是三元论的，你在基督徒这个教会里面，你是最小的一个部分。
What are we going to do about it?
我们怎么办呢
？You don't have to do anything about it.
你当然什么也不要做。
Except this.
除了这一点。
Love all your Christian brothers.
你就爱你所有的你的基督徒的弟兄。
If they're bipartite, love them.
如果他们是二元论，你爱他们。
Now listen.
现在听。
God is so big.That he can sanctify people even when they don't know what's going on.
神是那样的伟大，纵然他们不知道是怎么样，神也能让他们成圣。
So let them be bipartite.
你就让他们持守他们二元论。
They'll just live a long time in Romans chapter 7.
当然他们要靠着按照这个罗马书第七章这样生活很久。
But God loves all his children.
但是神爱他所有的儿女。
And even if they say, ah, you're tripartite.
也许他会说你是三元论。
And you say, God bless you, you're bipartite.
你就回答他说，说神赐福你，你是二元论。
Because God's going to do his work.
因为神要做他的工
作。All right, now how can we sort this out?
我们怎么样把它分开？
Who are we going to believe? Are we tripartite, bipartite, monopartite?
我们是要信二元论、三元论还是一元论？
Who are you going to believe?
你到底相信哪一点？
Should we follow Watchman Nee?
我们是不是要跟随尼托生呢？
Should we follow John Calvin?
我们还是跟随约翰加尔文呢?
There's only one way through.
只有一个方法。
We've got to see that Jesus as a man was spirit, soul, and body.
我们要看到耶稣作为一个人，他是由灵魂体三个部分
组成。I'm so glad Jesus was a man.
我实在高兴基督他成为人。
This should clear it up.
因为这样就向我们澄清。
Now open your Bibles again. Smack yourself on the cheek if you have to wake up.
你把你的圣经打开，如果你快要睡着了，你就打你自己耳光。
Let's just run down four or five scriptures that show that Jesus had a spirit, a soul, and of course, I think you understand he had a body, right?
我们再看几处圣经讲到他有灵魂，也许你也知道他有身体，对不对
？Let's look at two verses of scripture that are only a chapter apart in John chapter 12 and 13.
我们再看在约翰福音第十二章和十三章。
Because here you see it so clearly.
在这里你那么清楚的就可以看见。
John understood so clearly spirit, soul, body.
因为约翰他是那么清楚的知道灵魂体。
Now, let's just look at the verse, chapter 12, verse 27.
我们看12章27节，约翰福音12章27节。
Here's Jesus speaking.
他在这里说。
Now, maybe we think Jesus doesn't know what he is.
也许我们认为耶稣不知道他是谁。
But he says,
他说,
Now my soul has become troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came.To this hour.
耶稣说我心现在心里忧愁我说什么才好呢父啊救我脱离这时候但我原是为这时候来的。
Now he says, now my soul is troubled. Do you see that?
你有没有看见他说我的魂忧愁。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思?
He knows he's going to Calvary.
他知道他要上十字架。
It's just a few days away.
在前面就几天就要发生。
And his soul is troubled.
他的心里面忧愁。
His emotions are stirred up.
他的情感被
His mind is in an agony.
因为他的思想在承受痛苦。
His will is being tested.
他的意志在那里受到试验。
Will he say, Father, not my will, but thine be done? It's a battle of the soul.
他的意志在那里说，父啊，要照着你的意思，不是照着我的意思，这是一个征战。
Now, don't think Jesus walked into the cross saying, la, la, la.
不是耶稣。
God's will be done, no problem.
不是耶稣就这么轻松地到十字架那里说，父啊，愿你的旨意成就。
But listen to what happened.
你这里你就要仔细听。
Now my soul is troubled.
他说我现在心里忧愁。
Now what does my soul want to say?
我的心要说什么
？Father, deliver me from this hour.
他说父啊，求你救我脱离这时候。
How many of you know that the soul votes 99.9% of the time to save your skin?
你这个你的灵你的魂在99%的时候都要。就要为你省脸面。
Let's see, let's take a vote. Do you want to die or do you want to live? Your soul says, I want to live.
哦，你的那个魂和要你要灵，你要投票的，你要活还是要死
？Self-survival is the very basis of our soul's makeup.
我们魂它的一个本能就是让我们自己能够存活下来。
But then what happens?
然后发生了什么事
？After he says, should my soul pray, God deliver me from this hour?
他说我的魂要不要？祷告说父啊救你救我脱离这时候。
Then his spirit speaks up with confidence. But for this very hour, I came into this world.
但是他的灵就这么坚定地说但我原是为这时候来的。
You see it right there?
你有没有看见
Okay, maybe you don't see the spirit in there, so let's look at John chapter 13.
也许你在这里没有看见灵我们来再翻到第十三章。
And verse 21.
二十一节。
Now when Jesus had said this, he became troubled in spirit.
耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁。
And he testified and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you that one of you will betray me."
他就明说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们中间有一人要卖我了。
Now let me ask, in John chapter 12, did it say soul, or did Chinese say something else?
It says the same thing.
It says the same thing.
My heart.
Heart.
在中文里面两处都讲到心里，所以我们。
哎呀。
哎呀
And what, you know, probably what this means is that those who translated this wonderful Mandarin were bipartite.
你们可能要明白这个真是翻译的这个中文呢他们是二元论。
So if you want proof, you're going to have to go back and check it out. But in John chapter 12, he says, my psuche, my soul is troubled.
在约翰福音十二章里面他说到我的魂忧愁。
In chapter 13, he says, my pneuma is troubled. My spirit is troubled.
在13章里面他说到我的灵忧愁。
That's very different.
非常不一样。
Now, why is his spirit troubled in John 13?
为什么在十三章里面讲到他的灵忧愁？
Your spirit is not troubled as your soul is troubled.
你的灵不像，不是你魂忧愁，你的灵就忧愁。
Your soul has all the emotions in your mind in it, but your spirit is troubled when you intuitively know something.
你的情感在是你的魂，当你知道有什么事情，你直觉发生的时候，那就是你的灵。
You see, in our spirit, God speaks to us intuitive things.
在我们的灵里面，神向我们的直觉说话。
And while he's eating supper, his father said, "One of them will betray you."
当他在吃晚餐的时候，他的父向他说，有一个人要背叛你。
And his spirit got stirred with that knowledge.
他的灵就那样受忧愁。
Do you see the difference?
你有看见差别吗？
But I just want to prove, if nothing else, that in chapter 12 it says Jesus has a suke, and chapter 13 it says Jesus has pneuma.
但至少在十二章里面讲到耶稣有一个魂，十三章讲到他的灵。
Okay, ah, but you don't believe me. All right, so here you go. Let's take three scriptures: one from Matthew, one from Mark, one from Luke.
如果你还不相信的话，我们再回到马太福音、马可福音和路加福音。
Let's start with Mark.
我们先到马可福音。
In chapter 2 and verse 8,
第二章第八节
，It says, "And immediately Jesus, aware in his spirit, pneuma." What does it say in Mandarin?
Again, hard.耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论。
All right. Immediately Jesus, aware in his spirit that they were reasoning that way within themselves, said to them, "Why are you reasoning about these things in your hearts?"
耶稣的灵里面知道他们心里这样议论，就说你们心里为什么这样议论呢？
Now, what does this mean, aware in his spirit?
在这里 讲到他灵里面知道是什么意思呢
？Remember this story. This is when these guys tore open the roof and they brought down a paralytic guy.
在那里讲到这么一个故事，他们把这个屋顶拆开，把一个摊子放了下来。
Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven."
耶稣说，你的罪得赦了。
And everybody in their mind started going, "Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. Who can forgive sins? What's this guy think he's up to?"
他们就在这里说，等一等，等一等，他为什么能说罪赦了呢？
But Jesus, with intuitive awareness, knew what they were reasoning in their mind.
在耶稣的直觉里面，他能感受到这些人在议论。
How many times did Jesus get a secret from the Father and reveal it?
耶稣有多少次从父那里得到一个秘密，然后向我们启示？
The intuitive aspect of our spirit is very important in witnessing.
我们这个灵里面的一个直觉的功用，就是对于我们做见证是非常重要的。
You remember when Jesus said, "That's right, you've been married 5 times and you're living with somebody you're not married to."
你记不记得耶稣在那里说，你结婚了五次，但是你现在跟你一起生活的不是你的丈夫。
Why do you think he was reading the Los Angeles Times?
他是不是在读《洛杉矶时报》呢？
No, but he knew in his spirit.
他是在他的灵里面就直觉到。
Oh, the spirit's a very important part of a life.
我们的灵是非常重要的一部分。
But now let's turn to the end of Matthew chapter 26.
我们再翻到马太福音26章。
And we find in verse 38, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在38节我们看到耶稣在克西马尼园。
Then chapter 26, verse 38.
26章38节。
And he said to them, "My soul, my suke,is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me."
便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。
Oh, when he got close to the cross, his soul was being crushed by the agony of sin.
当他越来越靠近十字架的时候，他的这个魂就被罪来打碎了。
But then we find in Luke chapter 23, just before he dies,On the cross.
然后我们再看到，路加福音二十三章，当他要在十字架上死去的时候。
In verse 46.
四十六节。
Jesus crying with a loud voice said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last.
耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。说了这话，气就断了。
Now.I don't think you need more evidence of this, but I'm just trying to show you that our understanding that we are spirit, soul, and body comes from the fact that Jesus was spirit, soul, and body.
所以我不需要给你更多的证据，我们认为我们人是由灵魂体三部分做成，是因为我们看到耶稣是由灵魂体三部分做成的。
And this makes sense out of this process of sanctification that goes on in our life.
在我们生命里面成圣的过程，这也完全的是说得过去。
Why?
为什么？
Because we know this.
因为我们这样知道。
When we're born of the Spirit,
当我们从灵里重生的时候，
Where does the Holy Spirit go?
圣灵到哪里去了？
In my heart?
住在我的心里面吗？
In my stomach?
还住在我的肚子里面吗？
Where does he go?
他去了哪里？
He joins with my spirit.
他和我们的灵合在了一起。
And he wakes up my spirit.
他把我的灵来苏醒。
Now I've always been spirit, soul, and body, but my spirit was dead because of sin.
我们一直是有着灵魂体三个部分，但是我们的因着罪的缘故，我们的灵死了。
But now it's alive.
但是现在他活过来。
And as soon as it becomes alive, my conscience.Makes me realize I'm a sinner.
他实在是活了过来，因为我们的良心发现我们是罪人。
You see, your conscience is in your spirit.
你看看没看到你的良心在你的灵里面
？And immediately with intuition, you begin to see things like the spirit bears witness with your spirit, and you say, "Abba," because you know you have a father. Intuitively.
然后你凭着直觉，你就在你圣灵和你的灵同作见证，你说阿爸父亲。
And you awaken to a new spiritual reality.
你就有一个完全的一个属灵的世界向你打开。
Now the Holy Spirit begins to strengthen you and to take control of you from inside out.
圣灵就开始来做坚固你从里到外的工作。
The Holy Spirit strengthens the inner man.
圣灵是来加强我们里面的人。
Because you were always meant to be controlled by your spirit, not your soul.
因为你一直实际上应该是被你里面的灵来带领。
As the spirit is strengthened,
当你的灵得到坚固，
it opens the darkened eyes of the mind and renews the mind.
它就让你的头脑以前是昏暗的，现在让它能够明晰出来。
It changes the emotional sinfulness of your life into a love for the Lord.
它让你情感里面这个罪就现在变成对主的爱。
And your willpower that was bound up in sin is set free to be a man, because a man has free will.
你的这个意志就变得自由，因为人有一个自由的意志。
And from your spirit, through your soul, through your body,You start to live a sanctified life.
从里到外，从你的灵到魂到体，你就开始过一个成圣的生活。
Now, if you're bipartite,
如果你是二元论的话，
where do you start?
你从哪里开始？
Where does the spirit go?
灵住到哪里去？
Where does it unite with you?
它在哪里和你联合？
Your heart?
你的心里面吗？
Well, all right, go ahead. Say it unites with your heart.
也许可以这么
说。But you can't make sense out of scriptures.
但是你就不能来解释圣经。
Romans 7 is understood as a battle between your soul and your spirit, the flesh and your spirit.
在罗马书第七章，一般的理解是认为你的灵和你的魂在那里征战。
And the spirit can't find its way into victory until you realize you've been crucified with Christ. And now you live by the spirit and not by your old man.
当直到你认识到你是与基督同钉十字架的时候，你的灵才能胜过你的魂。
The cross among bipartite people can only be the objective side of the cross, but they never deal with the inner dealings of your heart and your spirit and your soul, because they don't have that dimension. It's fuzzy stuff.
就二元论来说，这个只是很模糊的，因为它没有讲到你的灵、你的魂、你的身体。
And you remember, just an example, another passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where Paul says, a man doesn't know another man except by the spirit of man that dwells in him. Now, what does that mean? You have no spirit.
在哥林多前书第二章里面讲到，如果你没有灵的话，你怎么知道另外一个人的灵？
Or in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul's talking about speaking in tongues and everything.
或者在哥林多前书14章讲到人在说方言。
He says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
他说我要跟你讲这么做。
I'm going to pray with my spirit and I'm going to pray with my mind. I'm going to sing with my spirit, I'm going to sing with your mind. What does that mean?
在这里说我要靠着我的灵来祷告，我要靠着我的思想来祷告，或者说是我要在这里说我的灵，根据我的灵说，根据我的
Okay. So, now let's get down to the point.
我们来回到我们的原点。
Paul is not interested in you saying, right, okay, I'm tripartite.
保罗不是只是让你承认说，没办法了，我就承认三元论吧。
No, Paul wants you to be in the spiritual reality of this sanctifying process.
保罗愿意成为我们成圣的这一个实际。
But in order to do that, you've got to understand.
你要这样做，你必须要明白一件事情。
I don't know how many of you have read The Spiritual Man, Watchman Nee.
我们不知道你们有多少人读过尼托生弟兄的《属灵人》这本书。
It's a very detailed description of what goes on in your spirit, your soul, and your body. It's a tremendous book.
这是一个很伟大的书，讲到你在你的灵魂体里面所发生的一些事情。
But Watchman Nee, at the beginning of the book, puts a warning in there.
他在刚开始的时候，他尼弟兄放了一个警戒。
This book is well, I'm paraphrasing. This book isn't so that you can get head knowledge.
他说这个你读了这本书不是只是让你获得头脑中的知识。
I read The Spiritual Man. One mark for me.
你说我就读过属灵人，我就可以勾销了这笔。
I understand tripartite. Why the spirit does this, the soul does this, the body.
你说我现在知道这个圣灵做灵做这个魂做这个身体做这个，我现在明白三元论了。
No, that's not what Paul wants.
这不是保罗所要做的。
Paul wants you and I, by seeing Christ, to experience His fullness in us, spirit, soul, and body.
保罗就让我们借着看见基督，就让我们。从经历里面我们知道这个灵魂体这个 三个部分。
Let me put it in one simple way just to try to make it clear if I can.
我简单的能看能不能让它更清晰明了。
You know what bipartites lack?
你知不知道二元论他们缺少的是什么呢？
The same thing most of us lack.
他们缺少的是我们也都缺少的。
And what's that?
是什么呢？
We don't know that we are...In essence, spirit.
我们不知道我们本性里面实际上是灵。
You are spirit.
你是一个灵。
You say, no, I'm spirit, soul, and body. Well, of course you are.
你说我是灵魂体，当然没错。
But do you realize that you're spirit?
你有没有认识到你是灵？
God is a spirit.
神是灵。
And 1 Corinthians 6 says, and he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
哥林多前书第六章里面说到与神是与在灵里面联合在一起。
At the core of your being is your spirit.
在你内心的深处是你的灵。
It's now been born again. It's been quickened.
它是现在是重生了，它是被复苏了。
That's the center of your life.
这是你生命的中心。
Not your soul.
不是你的魂。
Not your body.
也不是你的身体。
But because we were lost and sinners so long, we're just used to our soul and our body.
但是我们以前因为我们在罪里失上我们就只到魂和身体。
But now the truth of the matter is, you are alive and you are spirit to be expressed through your soul and your body.
现在你活过来你就让你的灵在你的魂和体里面被表现出来。
You see, the church has lost this.
看到我们教会已经把这点失去了。
How many of you know that you're spirit?
你们多少人知道你们是灵?
Do you know what I'm saying?
你明不明白我说的是什么？
You look at your world and all you do is think about how your emotions are set up or how you think about it.
你看你
But you know what? At the center, the core of your being, it's what God, joined with you in Christ Jesus, thinks about things.
你看见你在周围，你虽然看见你的世界都是这样一些情绪、情感，但是你不知道在你内心的深处是神借着耶稣基督与你联合在里面。
You're a Christian now.
你现在是一个基督徒。
Who are you?
你是谁？
At the deepest place.
在你最内心的深处。
Are you soul?
你是魂吗？
Is it your brain?
是你的头脑吗？
Maybe that's the way you're living.
也许你是这样活的。
That's not who you are.
但是这不是你是谁。
Who are you?
你是谁？
You are Christ in you.
你是基督在你的里面。
Christ has united himself to your spirit.
基督已经与你的灵联合在一起。
Your spirit is thinking the thoughts of God.
你的灵在那里与神有同样的心思。
Your spirit, listen, your soul gets up in the morning and says, oh man, we got prayer meeting at 7 o'clock.
你的魂早晨醒来，你说要我们七点钟我们要去晨更吗？
How many of you have a soul reaction like that?
你们多少人有这样魂的反应？
Or else, you know, Eric Wu says, I got to read my Bible every day.
吴弟兄说我每天都要读圣经。
That's the way our soul reacts.
这是我们的魂就这样的反应。
Are you going to live out of your reaction?
你要不要就照这样的反应来活？
Now you may not believe this.
当然你可能不这样相信。
But at the core of your being,
在你内心的深处
there's a spiritual life.
有一个属灵的生活。
It loves to pray.
它在那里喜欢祷告。
It loves to read the word.
它喜欢读圣经。
You got to get past some of this junk to get to who you really are.
你要把这些垃圾都要去掉，来到发现你到底是谁。
You know, I remember one time especially, I was talking to a young person, and they were all angry about everything. You know.
有一次我还记得，我跟一个年轻人，在一个愤青讲的，他什么都很愤怒。
And they said, "Well, I don't want to go to church with my parents. I don't want to read the Bible. I don't want to pray."
他说：“我不想跟我父母去教会，我不想读圣经，我也不想祷告。”
And this guy was mad.
这个人实在是很愤怒。
And I said, "But you know the truth of the matter is."
但是我知道，我跟他说，你知不知道这个实际上
？You love the Lord in your heart, and you don't know what to do about it.
你心里面爱主，你还没有想到要怎么对付。
And the kid began to cry.
那个小孩就哭起来。
And now he's an adult leader today in the church.
他在教会里面现在是一个成年的一个带头人。
All I did was tell him who he really was.
我只是告诉他你是谁。
Had to get past some of the stuff.
当然我要把一些东西帮他除去。
You know, if your children have really found the Lord, there's something precious in there. You need to build that up.
如果你的儿女们他们发现了主在那里面有一个宝贵的，你要把那个发掘出来。
I tell you, it was such a wonderful day when I discovered I was a spirit.
当那天我发现我自己是一个灵的时候，对我来说实在是奇妙。
Now I had to discover it like most people discover it.
我要像很多人这样发现，经过这样的同样的一个步骤。
There I was, old bipartite Baptist, trying to be good, trying to be good.
我在那里，我是一个二元论的浸信派的，我在那里试图努力的要成为一个好人。
I was trying, but my mind was thinking bad thoughts.And my lusts and desires were all in the wrong directions, but I was trying to be good.
我的脑子里面充满了各种邪情私欲，但是我在那里还是很努力的要成为一个好人。
I tried and I tried.
我努力啊，努力。
And then I got into Romans 7 and I died.
然后我到了罗马书第七章，我就死了。
And that's when I died. I discovered I'm a spirit.
当我死了以后，我就发现我是一个灵。
Because when I died,
当我死的时候
，I found out I was alive.
我发现我却活了。
Now I've been crucified with Christ. That's it. It's done.
我与基督已经同钉十字架了。我说那是已经成
了。Nevertheless, I was alive.
但是我却活了过来。
Yeah, not me.
但是不是我。
But Christ in me.
而是基督在我里面。
That's the new me.
这就是崭新的我。
And the life I now live, I can live by His energy and not my energy.
我现在可以活出来的是靠着他的能力，而不是我的能力。
And I can look at my soul and say, "Soul, stop that."
我可以对我的魂说，停下来。
The soul will listen when your spirit says it.
当你灵像你的魂这样说话的时候，他就必须听。
Because man was meant to be ruled from spirit through soul through body.
因为人要是从灵管制魂，然后管制我们的身体。
But unless you know who you are, you keep trying to live out of some kind of soulish thing.
除非你知道你是谁，你就不得不过一个魂操纵你的生活。
And As a spirit, can I say, as the new man,
像一个灵，一个新人
，Who are you?
你是谁
？Well, let's look in Colossians 3:11 because I see you don't believe me.
我们再看哥罗西书三章十一节，因为我好像你们还不太相信我。
Let's listen to this. Look at verse 10 and 11 of chapter 3.
我们看第三章的十节和十一节。
You have put on the new man.
你已经穿上了新人。
This new man is being renewed.
这新人在知识上渐渐更新。
In epignosko.
在真知识上。
Remember that word?
还记不记得这个词？
You're being renewed in a full experiential knowledge of something.
你是在靠着你经历来产生的那个真知识上渐渐更新。
A true knowledge according to the image of the one who created you.
正如照他主的形象。
Wait a minute.
等一等。
Who do you look like?
你现在看起来像谁？
Your new man looks like Jesus.
你是一个新人，看起来像基督。
Your new man's being shaped into the image of Him who created you.
你是照着照你主的他的形象。
Who are you?
你是谁？
Oh, I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
我是一个罪人蒙主恩。
Well, that's where you started.
这是你的起头。
But listen, you don't find Paul telling Christians you should call yourself a sinner all the time.
你看见保罗他没有在那里对基督徒说你一直要叫你自己是罪人。
What Paul says is you need to put off the old man.
保罗说你要脱去旧人。
And realize who you are.
你要认识到你是谁。
Be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
在你的 灵里面要更
新。And put on the new man.
穿上新人。
Who's being created in the image of the one who created you.
正是照你主的形象。
You are a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
You're starting to look like Jesus.
你要慢慢的越来像越像耶稣。
But it's on the inside.
从你里面开始。
It's going to have to be strengthened.
要被得到坚固。
The word of the cross is going to have to deal with the flesh of the old man.
这个十字架的这个道要对付你的身体。
But as the spirit grows,
当你的灵在慢慢长大，
there's overcoming life.
在那里有一个得胜的生活。
That overcomes and is able to put to death the deeds of the body.
这个得胜的生命就可以让致死你所有身你肉体里面的行为。
Well, I don't know what else to say.
我也不知道该说什么。
We're looking at Christ.
当我们看见基督的时候。
In him dwells the fullness of deity in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体居住在他里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
So what does that the Colossians 1:27 mean to you? Christ in you, the hope of glory.
哥罗西书一章二十七节里面讲到基督在你里面成了荣耀的盼望，这是什么意思？
Is that a fuzzy promise?
是不是一个很模糊的一个应许呢？
Oh, I believe that Christ is in me and somehow he's going to turn me around someday and I'm going to be glorious somehow, I don't know how, some kind of alchemy.
我想这个基督在我里面有一天我要被成荣耀好像是一个炼金术一样。
That's not at all what Paul said.
这不是保罗所说的。
He says Christ in you is going to sanctify you and make you glorious.
他说基督在你里面要让你成圣要把你带到荣耀。
As you look at him, you'll be changed from glory to glory.
当你看他的时候你就会荣上加荣。
Even into his likeness.
就成为像主的形象。
Because Christ is in you,
因为基督在你里面
the process has started.
这个过程已经开始。
Why don't you acknowledge who you are?
你为什么不能承认你是谁呢?
I'm no longer going to live out of my soul.
我们不再要靠着我们的魂来生活。
I'm no longer going to live out of my body.
我们也不是靠着我们的肉体来生活。
Forget it, body.
你忘记你的肉体。
I'm doing God's will.
我在按照神的旨意来行。
You know, it's been a whole number of times in my life, and I know in the lives of servants of God, where sicknesses come upon you.
在我的经历里面有很多很多的次数，我想在圣徒里面也有当你生病的时候。
And in the end, you say, God, this is your will that I speak tonight. I have a sore throat. I feel a fever, whatever.God, I'm going to do your will. Body, you do God's will.
我们的弟兄他虽然身体可能有他嗓子痛或者身体在你发烧但是他说主啊你照着你的意思来行我的身体就听这样的命令。
Many times the Lord has done one of two things. Either A, healed the problem immediately.
只有两种情况一种就是主他马上让这个病痛消失。
Or two, enabled me to feel pretty good while I'm speaking and then collapse.
然后另外一种选项就是让我觉得讲的时候还挺好然后马上就
I'll take either one.
两种都可以。
I remember this old missionary.
我记得这个传道人。
And he had very bad arthritis. He really had to hobble around really tough. This slow he had to walk.
他有很严重的关节炎他每次都是这么拖着一条腿这么慢慢的走。
One leg was misshapen.
他的一条腿已经是变形了。
He was in his late 80s.
他已经有80岁了。
I said, brother, that's really pretty painful, huh? I'll pray for you.
他已经八十多岁了。我说，弟兄，你看起来很痛苦，我为你祷告。
He says, no, leave it alone.
他说你不用管。
I said, what do you mean?
我说你是什么意思？
He says, you know what? When this thing happens, I just don't say anything, and it gives the devil a terrible time.
他说当这件事情发生的时候，我什么也不说，这个魔鬼他就很难办。
He says, I'm a man of spirit. My body's not me. My spirit is me, being renewed daily.I'm not going to listen to my body, and I'm not going to give the devil the pleasure of saying, "Oh Lord, do something."
他说我是一个灵，我的身体不，我不会让给魔鬼一个地步，让他说你可以对我做一些什么事情。
Well, that's one of the strangest answers I've ever got.
这就是好像我遇见的最奇怪的一件
事。He's giving the devil a hard time.
他让这个魔鬼实在很头痛。
He's ignoring the pain.
他在那里完全忽略了他痛。
Is it? Oh, listen. There's a precious treasure in you.
在你里面有一个宝物。
And it's discovered in the spiritual reality of who Christ is.
当你发现基督是谁，你就看见这一个属灵的实际。
If you lose that,
但是如果你失掉这
一点, all you have is an external outward form of sanctification that doesn't really change you. You just learn to act and fake it.
这个外你就只能保留的就是一个外在的一个成圣，你就好像只能在这里假装。
May we come to the place where we can see, and I am filled in Him, spirit, soul, body. I am filled in Him.
就让我们能够到一个地步，让我们看见我是被他来充满，我是灵魂合体。
Well, forgive me for my crazy rantings, but
请你原谅我在这里这么乱说。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
So glad you came into our lives that we can now say complete, complete, complete in Him.
主，我们实在喜悦你来到我们中间，我们在那里说完美，完美，完美。
We work out our salvation knowing that the sanctifier dwells within.
我们在这里，我们解决了我们我们知道那成圣者住在我们里面。
We start sanctified in Christ.
我们是在基督里面，我们成圣。
And we are worked on from glory to glory.
我们也是从荣上加荣。
Right to the salvation of our soul.
我们一直到我们的魂的救恩。
Thank you, Lord, for doing this in us.
主，我们谢谢你这样向我们做工。
We're dead.
我们已经死了。
So we're seeking things above.
所以我们在看天上的事。
We're hid in Christ.
我们在基督里面隐
藏。So we're looking to Him.
所以我们在看见他。
And one day when He's revealed, we're going to be revealed like Him.
当有一天你要显现的时候，我们必要像他。
Help us to get our eyes on the right thing.
帮助我们把我们的眼睛放在正确的事情上。
And to do those things that are profitable from inside out.
让我们能够做对我们有益的事情，从里到外。
Oh, we thank you that our great mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们也谢谢你，因为你启示这个极大的奥秘，就是基督在我们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
May everyone in this place find their spirit and know that they are spirit in their deepest core.
愿意每一个人都在这里找到他的灵，知道他们内心的深处存在一个灵。
Give us victory over our souls, victory over our bodies.
让我们战胜我们的魂和我们的身体。
As we live by the life of Christ,
让我们靠着基督的生命而活。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。